Chapter 19, Tehillim, Yud Tes. Lam Natzeach, to the conductor, we are going to give praise to God, Mizmor le David, a song of praise composed by King David. Hashamayim mesaperim kevodel. The heavens recount the honor of God. Umaaseh yadav magid harakia. And when you look at the heavens and see the stars and the constellations, then one, we're holding the 19th chapter, one comes away from that with such awe, one is supposed to recognize the handiwork of God. So the Rambam quotes this in explaining how does one come to awe and fear and love this awesome God. Just look out, as King David says in this verse. Go out, look at the heavens, look at nature. There we see God. Yom li yom, as day follows day, Yabia Omer. It tells us to express ourselves in praise of God. Laila le laila yechave dat. Night to night also tells us to be able to say over knowledge, to recognize that God is the one who created and runs the world. It's not as though someone's saying something. You don't hear a voice. When you look at nature, no one's talking to you. Nature's talking, but it's not a voice that's talking. It's the nature that you witnessed. You look at the heavens and you see how they expand over all of the earth. And then you realize that this awesome nature, the heavens that we look out to, their words reach to the edge of civilization, meaning again these words that aren't spoken, but they attest to the fact that we should give praise to God. Lashemesh sam ohel bahim. God made a tent for the sun in these heavens. The heavens, so to speak, are a tent for that the sun dwells in. Vehu, and he, the sun, is kechatan yotze mechupato, like a groom coming out of his chuppah. Our groom is coming to approach his kala, the bride is coming to the awning under which they are going to get married. He goes out to greet her. From this verse we derive that chassan, guys, listen up. When your kala comes walking down the aisle, you're supposed to take a few steps towards her. So this is derived from this verse, that the son is like a chassan going out from his chuppah to greet the kala. Yasis, he rejoices, the son, as he goes through his daily path, he rejoices, kigibol arutzorach, as a brave warrior runs his path. Mikteh shamayim otzor, the son starts its journey from the edge of heaven, utkufato al kitzotam, and its root, tkufato, comes from the word hekef, what the circum, what? It's, yeah, but there's another word. It's circular path. Its circuit is al kitzotam, goes through the from one edge of the earth to the other edge of the earth. Hekef, you're right that today we use hekef to mean circumference, but hekef really means a circular a cycle, a circuit. So today we use it to mean circumference in modern Hebrew, but utkufato, its circuit, al kitzotam, goes from edge to edge through the edges of the earth. Ve'enistam chamato, and none could hide from the heat of the sun. Torat Hashem, meaning the sun encompasses all of earth. Anywhere you go on earth, you can't hide. The sun's there. Torat Hashem timima meshivat nafesh. The Torah of Hashem, it too gives light like the sun. It is whole. It gives back one soul. Edut Hashem ne'mana, God's testimony is truthful, machkim at peti, it gives wisdom to the fool. Pikudei Hashem yesharim mesamech elev, the commandments of God are straight, they are just, they give happiness to one's heart. Mitzvat Hashem bara mirat enayim, the mitzvah of Hashem is pure, it gives light to one's eyes. Yirat Hashem teora, fear of God is pure, omedet la'ad, it is everlasting. Mishpetei Hashem emet, the judgments of God are truthful. Sadeku yachdam. Together, what? Yeah. together they are all truthful, the words of God. Now here, there's a medrash which for some reason, we had different words referring to the Torah. It's called Torat Hashem, Pikudei Hashem, Mitzvat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Mishpatei Hashem. We have five different descriptions of the Torah. This is a reference to the five books of the Torah. And, I'm sorry, you have six different references. Torat Hashem, Edut Hashem, I skipped one. You have six references that's a reference to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And you have, in between God's name each time, you have five words. Torat Hashem, Temima Meshivat Nafesh, Edut. Right? Together with the next name of Hashem, you have Temima Meshivat Nafesh Edut Hashem, Ne'emana Machkimat Peti Pikudei Hashem. Each time together with God's name, you have five. That's a reference to the five books of the Torah. And then we end up and say Tzadeku Yachdav, together, the written law, together with the oral law, that's when you get what's right. Hanechamadim Mizahavu Mipaz Rav, the words of the Torah are more beautiful than gold, and paz is type of pure gold, I think. Umtukimi devash, they are sweeter than honey. Venofet sufim, and nofet sufim is also a type of sweet sap. Gam avdechan nizhar bahem, your servant too has been careful with these words of the Torah. B'shomra mekev rav, for the Torah retains great value in the end. Ultimately, a person gets great payback for keeping the Torah. B'shomra, when one keeps the words of the Torah, ekev rav, and then he'll get great payback. Laila tov. So David HaMelech now is saying, I've done my best to keep the Torah, God. I've tried to keep the Torah. And he knows he hasn't fully kept the Torah. So after saying, God, you know, the Torah is so valuable, it's great, it's amazing, it's everything you say is just and true, and I try to keep it. He says, Shgiot, but you know, errors, miyavin, who could understand? I tried keeping the Torah, but you can't. There's no such thing as a person who never makes a mistake. God, please forgive me for my errors. Ministerot, you know, there are things that are hidden. I didn't know when I sinned. Nakeni, cleanse me of those. He gets one step in, God's begun forgiving him. So he says, you know, Gami Zedim, even the things I did willfully, Chasoch Avdecha, so also you should be willing to forgo. You should also retain me from having to pay up from them. Al yim shiluvi, if they don't take hold of me, these sins. This is with the sin. I think over here that's what it means. I think that's what it means over here. A second. Maybe I'm wrong. I think so. Just a second. Yeah. Hold me back. Yeah. Retain me from doing it. Yeah. Minna oti. I think that's what it means. From doing things willfully. So also hold me back from that. Alim sheluvi. They shouldn't take control over me as etam. Then I will come clean. Don't. Veniketim peshachav, and I'll be able to cleanse myself of the great brazen sins that I have done. So our sages say that David HaMelech was like the guy who comes collecting money. So they know how to get something out of you. They come to your door and they say, look, at least give me a little bit of water to drink. What does it cost you? A little bit of water. So you bring him a cup of water and he says, you know, can I have a little bit of onion with the water? So onion, you figure onion is a spice, you could spare a little bit of onion. You give the guy a little bit of spice. He says, you know, spice without salt doesn't go. So, okay, you add a little bit of salt. And before he finished, he tells you, you know, the onion was really sharp. So, you got to give me some bread. So a guy starts. Once you start with the guy, okay, you feel bad. The poor guy just ate some sharp onion with salt. You give him bread. So that's what David HaMelech did. Initially, he began, he said, God, you know, an error, who could help? You know, there are things a person doesn't know about. Forgive me for the little things. Maybe I made a mistake somewhere along the lines. Once God started forgiving him, he said, and you know what, also forgive me for the things I did willfully. And he ends up by saying the brazen things that he did in a rebellious session against God. God should forgive him for that as well. Yeah. So that's what it says, kuti. That's what the Medrash says. You're 100% right. That's the kuti. When he comes collecting, that's how he collects. Kuti were... Yeah? Interesting. I would take a look also what it says in Vilam Malshinim. If you can access that Siddur, it would be interesting. That would be interesting. It's a long question. In a second we'll get there, okay? Yiyu l'ratzon imrei fi ve'egyon libi l'fanecha. May my words and my thoughts be of appeasement, find favor before you, Hashem. Hashem tzuri v'goali, Hashem you are my rock, Hashem you are my redeemer. So what did David HaMelech say? David HaMelech began this song by saying how nature, when we take a look at the stars, the constellations, the course of nature, day after day, night after night, that's supposed to spur a person on to recognizing and praising God. And it's no words are really spoken, but the mere fact that the sun encompasses all of earth and it travels such a tremendous path every day, it goes from one edge of the earth to the other edge of the earth, no one can hide from its heat. That's something awesome. And when one looks and sees the order of nature and the constellations, one is supposed to recognize that God's hand is running the world. And just as the sun gives light and its light shines throughout the world, so too the Torah is whole and complete. It is God's work, and together the written law and the oral law, they are whole. And God, I've tried to keep this Torah that's as great as the great luminary, the sun, but you know, I've erred. At least forgive me for the things I erred by mistake. And David goes on to ask for forgiveness for the things he did willfully and brazenly, and he begs that his words will find favor before God and God will forgive him, for God is his rock, God is his redeemer. Okay, so that was the 19th chapter of Tehillim.